trying to instill on all of us today. The Ebenezer principle is a reminder. It's a reminder of God's faithfulness. It's a reminder of God's ability, not only his ability to do, but his ability to turn our darkest days into our most glorified testimonies. Amen. 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 It's a reminder of his grace. It's an encouragement for us, the children of God, to remember. Now listen, to remember that up to the current point in time, which I had to remember, the point that you, that I may be, that I was experiencing disappointment, disillusionment, discouragement, that I was living in that, all right? It was an encouragement, or it is an encouragement, that up to this point, the Lord has been there for us. The Lord has been there for you, and the Lord has been there for me. He was there in all the issues we faced, all the times we failed to succeed. He was there during the times that failed to take us out. Why did those times not take us out? Because he was there. Amen. He was there.
Amen.
Amen. It's an encouragement to us, the children of God, to know and accept who he is. And you know, I usually do not say, and I don't know if it's biblically correct, servants of God. I don't feel we are servants. I feel in my heart that we are children. And to this day, I have not met a father, a loving father, that would call his children servants. Amen? But
Amen.
You do with that what you want, right? Right? Anyway, the Ebenezer principle, and we'll get to the word in a minute, serves as an instruction for us to build monuments, to build memorials, reminders of his faithfulness. What I mean is we have to incorporate deep within our spirits that he can turn our greatest battles into our greatest victories. Amen.
Amen.
It is his sustaining and unwavering power that lives throughout our journeys. Amen. I want to go to 1 Samuel. First Samuel 4:1-4. Now Israel, and the word of Samuel came to all of Israel. Now Israel went out to battle against the Philistines and encamped beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines encamped in Aphek. Then the Philistines put themselves in battle array against Israel. Remember Israel, the children of God. And when they joined the battle, Israel was defeated by the Philistines. The Philistine killed about 4,000 men of the army in the field. Now, just if you read further, you'll see that it was 4,000 now, but 30,000 more were killed. Amen. So 34,000 Israel soldiers were killed. And when the people had come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh to us, that when it comes among us, it may save us from the hands of the Philistines. Amen. That's the word of God. And so they also brought the Ark of the Covenant. So what did we just read? You know what? I'm first going to also go to 5:1. 1 Samuel 5:1. A little further down. Then the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant of God and brought it to Ebenezer, from Ebenezer to Ashad. So the Philistines were able to steal the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. Amen. So what do we learn here? Here we learn of one of Israel's darkest moments. Mm-hmm. At Ebenezer, as I said, 34,000 men were killed. The Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of God's presence, was captured. Other things that happened, the high priest Eli fell to his death. If you read on, you'll see he falls back and breaks his neck. He falls to his death at the mention that his two sons were killed in battle. At the mention that his daughter-in-law, when she heard of her husband's death, which was one of the sons of Eli, her brother-in-law, her father-in-law's death, she died at childbirth. And I'm guessing that in her distress, in all the distress of that time, excuse me, before she died, or maybe after she died, the people that were there when she gave birth named the baby Ichabod. Ichabod. They gave, and so I don't know. I got to read more deeply and study it, whether it was the mother named him or the people that were there. So they gave the name Ichabod. And here we all have to take into account that during those days, names meant something. You know, they didn't name their children things from out of the air, the popular name of the time, something that they thought sounded cute. They named their children with names of meaning. So what does Ichabod mean? What does Ichabod mean? I'm going to tell you. It means without glory. It means where is the glory? In other words, the glory of God has departed. That's really heavy. Read it. It goes on and on. And Israel appears to have lost everything. Lost even their God. Have you ever felt like that?
Yes.
I know I have. I know I have very recently wondered why, where, how, where are you, God? And I'm sure we've all felt that way at one time or another. Mm-hmm. But it didn't end there. It doesn't end there. Remember, God is faithful. I want to go to 1 Samuel 7. Let's turn the page. First Samuel 7, 9 to 13. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. And now, as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord thundered with a loud thunder. He didn't go, broom, broom, broom. He went, broom, amen. With a loud thunder upon the Philistines that day, and so confused them that they were overcome before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines. So now they weren't on the defense. They were on the attack. They were going towards the battle because they knew God. They Amen. Knew of God's faithfulness.
Amen.
So, and pursued the Philistine and drove them back as far as below Beth-Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and called its name Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So the Amen. Philistines were subdued, and they did not come anymore into the territory of Israel. And the hands of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So what did we learn here? Okay, we learned that Samuel took a stone and he put it between Mizpah and Shen. He called the stone Ebenezer, the site of fighting. He proclaimed, he confirmed, he instilled in his very being that God has helped them thus far. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The purpose of this, what was the purpose? The purpose was to make the people of Israel turn back. Not turn back from the fight, but turn back and remember God's faithfulness. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. What happens is they repent. They cry out to the Lord. They cry out for mercy. And after that was done, after they turned to the Lord, the Philistines came back with all intents and purposes, we just read it, to destroy Israel. But then God himself, as we read, thundered from heaven. And the result was their total confusion,
Amen.
Thus turning into a victory for mm-hmm. Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to take a moment and picture this powerful redemption. Don't just listen to my voice. Don't just read. Picture it in your mind, a worn, torn area with so many dead. You know, act it out in your mind, the land all torn apart. How disillusioned so many of them were. Yet, they did not forget God's faithfulness. Amen?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Is this a powerful testimony or not? Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you, what does it mean to you? What does this mean to you? To me, it means that God can take my darkest days, the times that I am currently experiencing, and transforming them into my greatest testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Which you will hear.
Amen.
You will hear. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever felt like Ichabod? As if all glory had departed from you. As if all hope was gone. Have you ever thought of how much you've lost? How much you may never recover? Have you ever thought of that?
Mm-hmm.
But listen, listen closely. God is not finished with your story. Don't take away the pen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let him continue. Turn to him. Remember his faithfulness. Know that when you cry out, when I cry out, I know that he will thunder in my behalf. Amen. 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 Remember that God is able, that he can take such a place of loss that we are at and turn it into a victory.
Amen.
During the times when you feel at a loss, you must declare, as Samuel did, thus far, the Lord has helped me. Amen. How many times have the Lord helped you?
Many.
I remember so much how he healed me from a vehicle accident. I remember the doctor saying to me, oh, you should be grateful the ambulance drivers kept you alive till you got to the hospital. I remember telling the doctor, you don't know the God I serve. Amen. I remember him being there when I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And that must have been 40 years ago, I don't know, 30 years ago, but the Lord was there. So I have to remember, thus far, he has helped me. He has been there.
Amen.
I want you to take a moment right now and look back. We've all been through battles. We've all been through storms. We've all been through sicknesses. We've all been through hardships. We've all been through losses. But what is something that is a definite? We're all still here. Amen. Amen. We are living proof of God's sustaining power.
Amen.
Your Ebenezer Stone is the testimony that God has never left you and that he will continue to carry you forward.
Amen.
You Amen.
Know, sometimes when our lives are filled with hardships and cloudy storms, we do tend to forget or not consider who our Father is. And if we let those cloudy storms persist, they will hang low with uncertainty and will fill our days and press into our souls. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, he alone is the anchor when our sails are torn. Mm-hmm. Remember the hymn? He alone is the anchor when our sails are torn. His love surrounds us in the eye of the storm. Amen, amen. Now I'm just praying to have a good singing voice. But anyway, have you ever wondered what will happen with my job? You're a sole supporter. I know some of us just went through that recently, maybe not wondering that, but experiencing an uncertainty in their jobs. Have you ever wondered what is happening in my family, my husband, my wife, my children, my grandchildren? Have you ever wondered or recently wondered what is happening to my family? What is happening to my health? I know some of us have gone through that recently with health issues and loss. And have you ever wondered that? But even then, we need to know in our hearts and in our faith, all right? Because we worry about tomorrow with our issues of today. But none of us can predict tomorrow. none of us can say what tomorrow is. There's uncertainty. But the one thing that is not uncertain is that we know that we have hope. Right. That there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I want to turn to a very famous verse in the Bible that is quoted quite often. And I will quote it again, expounding it a little bit. Jeremiah 29:11. Amen. But we're going to go and continue from 11, when normally only 11 is quoted.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know, who is I? God. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me. We have to call upon him. And go and pray to me. We have to pray to him. And he will listen to us. And you, us, will seek me, God, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Amen, mm-hmm. Amen. That's the word of God. That's not amen. Me saying that you have a hope. That's the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And let me just interject here that this verse, this Bible verse, is believed to be a message, or was a message of hope for the Israelites when they were under Babylonian exile. Amen. So what do we know? Well, I'll tell you. Well, we know that we cannot control the unknown. But we also know that we can anchor ourselves in what is certain. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What is certain. And the best part that we know is that we don't have to do it on our own. We have to acknowledge that we have not made it this far on our own. God has been there. God
Amen.
Has been there to help
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
That's right.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
That every point in our lives points to what? To his faithfulness. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Everything that you've gone through that could have taken you out, failed.
Mm-hmm.
God brought you through.
Amen.
Amen. And here's what I think we should all do. Build a memorial so that when trouble tries to enter into your life, when it tries to steal your happiness, you are reminded of his faithfulness.
Yes.
I want you to know that God is capable, and mostly he is capable, listen, I'll explain it, he is capable of defending himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I can't see you.
Amen. That he is capable of defending himself, except you have to accept that no one can go through you, no issue, no illness can go through you without going through him first.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
When people, when situations mess with you, they mess with God. Amen. And the God that defended Israel is the same God that will defend you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Except that the worst sorrows in your life, as I've said, can turn into your greatest testimony. Know that your victory will carry power. Don't be concerned about what happens next. Remember his faithfulness.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I know what's happening.
Amen.
And know that your stone of help is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our Hallelujah. Savior. Amen.
Hallelujah.
When your time of trial feels it's becoming super hot, okay? It's becoming unbearable. And your remembrance, okay, during this time is on his faithfulness, God will step in. And yes, he will, as I say, in the nick of time. He won't let you drown.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He is your stone of help.
Amen.
I'm going to close soon and pray. But first, I want to leave you with a few more things. First, I want you to remember the story of the cow and the bull. All righty? When storms come, the cow is alerted. Have you ever lived in a neighborhood that you know that, oh, a storm is coming and you see all the birds flying away and the animals are like hiding in their pens or whatever? So they know. But when storms come, the cow is alerted. But what happens? The cow begins to run away from the storm. It runs, but it does not confront the storm. It runs until it tires out and has no more resources or does not believe it has any resources. And what happens? The storm catches up to the cow and overcomes it. Now, what happens when the storm comes and the bull is also alerted? The difference between the cow and the bull is that the bull knows how fierce the storm can be, but he also knows his own strength. Amen? And he knows that the storm will pass. So instead of running away from it, it runs towards it with everything that it knows and everything it accepts. It runs with all its might right into the storm because it knows that the storm will end and he survives it. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to tell you right now,
as he confronts, prepares for it.
Be the bull. Amen. Be the bull. Secondly, I would recommend that you set up a memorial stone. Now, I do mean a nice stone, and I have one here. I don't know. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I even have another one, but I tried writing the name on it, and it was a little sloppy for me, so I am going to get more. But I recommend you set up a memorial stone. Now, I mean a nice stone, like the first one I showed you. Not the second one. a stone worthy of what it represents. Even if you have to go to the store and buy a stone. And if you're not able, give me a call. I will get one for you. I want you to set it up where it is clearly visible. Make this your memorial stone. Whenever you look at it, be reminded of what God has done in your life. Amen. Amen. Let it remind you of your greatest challenges. Let it remind you of your greatest victories. The victories you had through our Lord and Savior. Let it remind you that God is and has always been faithful. Let it remind you that God is immutable Amen. That he does not change, that he will not change.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank I'm going to leave you with a song. I remember it's the song, but first, if this message has meant anything to you, please pray with me. My Lord, Father God,
Holy Spirit,
thank you that even in my darkest days, in my greatest challenges, in the times I forget, you are there working for me. Remember me to encourage me to remember your faithfulness. I will strive today.
I will try today.
And always to declare you in my life. And especially to declare, thus far, you have helped me.
You have
helped me.
May every trial I face, become a testimony of your grace. May my life,
my challenges,
my times of uncertainty, become a memorial stone, pointing others to your power and love. Amen. Mom, can you play that song for me? Please listen to this song, and then I turn it over to my pastor, Bernice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
In the darkest hour, when I cannot breathe, fears on my chest, the weight of the world on me. Everything's crashing down, everything I have known. When I wonder if I'm all alone, I remember. I can't stop thinking about your goodness.
Hallelujah.